各位弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今日咧，我好开心又好兴奋咧，能够同英语堂嘅弟兄姊妹一齐嚟喺度敬拜神。
Really excited today that I can celebrate together with the English
congregation.
我谂起十八年前咧，我读神学嘅时候都系咁样嘅。
I remember 18 years ago when I was doing my theology college studies, it was like this as well.
喺神学院入边咧，有嚟自北欧，亦都有嚟自湄公河流域嘅一啲嘅神学生嚟同我哋一齐去读神学。
In the Bible college, there were people from northern Europe and other places.
Yeah, and from Cambodia,
Cambodia,
Thailand, and something else. Yeah, 佢哋咧，我哋唱歌就係咁樣樣嘅。有啲人唱廣東話，有啲人咧就唱國語，有啲人咧就唱英文。
So when we're singing songs, that's what we're doing. Some were singing English, some were Mandarin, some were Cantonese.
頭先唱歌咧，我覺得好好聽。
And then when we were singing just then, I thought it was really, really good.
感謝主。
Thanks the Lord.
也都好開心咧，因為咧，我哋咧嚟緊今次同埋咧，相信嚟緊呢一年咧，我哋咧廣東話堂同埋英文堂咧，有好多一齊咧合作，係去服侍社區嘅機會。
I trust that in the coming year, there will be more opportunities like this, the English and the Cantonese, many opportunities to collaborate and serve the community together.
同埋咧，我哋亦都好希望咧，嚟緊咧，將來可能十年之後咧。或者再遠啲咧，我哋咧而家有好多小朋友啊，希望咧我哋能夠咧即係多啲合作咧，一路咧即係能夠廣東話堂同埋英文堂咧一齊咧，能夠喺基督嘅愛入邊咧能夠牧養呢班嘅小朋友成長。
Especially in maybe the 10 years or more to come, we have lots of little children, and as they grow up, we hope to work together so that we can build them up in the Lord Jesus' love and build them up as people.
今日係張林期第四個主日。
Today is the fourth week of the Advent season.
在聖誕節之前呢有四個主日叫做張臨期。
And so before Christmas, there's 4 weeks, and we call that the Advent time.
他提醒我們呢耶穌基督降生之前人類呢是活在痛苦、絕望和焦慮當中的。
It reminds us before the coming of Jesus, humans lived in a time of suffering, despair, and anxiety.
在這漫長的黑夜裡面我們人呢是很渴望救世主的來臨。
And during these many nights of darkness, humankind is really longing for someone to save them.
所以在張臨期四個主日有四個不同的主題。
And so in these 4 weeks of Advent, there's 4 different themes.
第一個主題是期待。
The first one is longing.
第二個主日的主題是預備。
And the second is preparation.
第三個主日是迎接。
And the next one is welcome or reception.
今天是第四個主日主題是臨在。
And today is about the presence of God.
神降生和我們在一起。
God came down to be with us.
感謝主。
Praise the Lord.
我哋一齐咧唱一首嘅诗歌 O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
Let's sing a song together called Emmanuel, O Come, O Come.
So you can sing in Cantonese or English. O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
可以唱或者英文
人被他降生，只可。
以馬內利翻出嚟嘅意思就係神與我哋同在。
Emmanuel means God is with us。
所以我哋睇一睇喺馬太福音第一章十七節。
So let's have a look at what says in Matthew chapter 1 verse 17。
我哋再讀一次廣東話。
Let's read one more time in Cantonese。
這樣從亞伯拉罕到大衛共有十四代，從大衛到遷至巴比倫的時候也有十四代。從尖至巴比倫的時候到基督又有十四代。 English please.
And in English. Thus there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Messiah.
在馬太福音呢，一開始呢，就記載著一個家譜哦。
In the beginning of Matthew, it starts with a genealogy of Jesus.
點解馬太福音一開始要記咁長嘅家譜呢？
Why does Matthew start with such a long genealogy?
請問在座當中有冇啲弟兄姊妹，你哋嘅名咧係跟住你嘅家譜嚟起
㗎？ Is anyone here with a Chinese name that comes from the book of family names?
依一個咧係一個嘅傳統咧，就係咧你個名其中有一個字咧，就係去到你嗰一輩咧，就係用嗰一個字嘅。
This is a tradition, a Chinese tradition, where your Chinese name there's a character which uses something that's specified in the book for each generation.
有冇啊？
Anyone here? Yes.
有啊， Carmen 係啊嘛。哦，你係邊一個字啊？哦，家字。
Okay. For Carmen, there is a character in her Chinese name.
仲有冇啊？
Anybody else?
啊，有。
徐龍。徐。
徐。
徐。
哦。
徐。
好。我想問西方有冇呢個傳統㗎？
Is there a Western tradition like this?
有冇啊？
Maybe son of or son, but not really, yeah.
點解咧？依度一開始馬太福音要記載住耶穌基督嘅家譜咧
？So why does the Gospel of Matthew start with the genealogy？
就係因為咧，好想咧追溯翻去前面嘅祖先。
Because they want to follow the root or be able to follow the root。
耶穌基督係亞伯拉罕嘅後裔喎。
Because Jesus is Abraham's descendant。
係大衛嘅子孫。
He's David's son。
佢係猶太人。
He is a Jew。
佢仲係猶太人咧，大衛王嘅後裔嚟噶。
And especially in the line of the kings of Israel。
所以我哋咧睇下馬太福音咧，這個家譜咧係作者特登咁樣編排出嚟嘅。
So we can see the author of Matthew is doing this deliberately, especially arranged this genealogy。
同埋咧，佢要編排到咧係十四代、十四代、十四代。係啊。
So especially arranges into three groups of 14。
點解啊？
Why?
作者咁樣編咧，一定有佢嘅意思嘅。
The author doing this must have a reason。
作者咧好想表達到咧，係一個嘅時代結束，一個新時代嘅開始。
Because the author wants to bring out and show that there's a beginning and end to each era。
我哋睇下聖經開始創世記嘅時候
，When we look at the beginning of the Bible, we see creation。
耶和華呼召亞伯拉罕離開吾爾。
And Yahweh called Abraham to leave Ur。
以色列嘅民族就由佢開始啦。
And the people of Israel began with him。
耶和華揀選大衛。
And then Yahweh chose David。
透過佢嘅手咧，就建立一個好強大嘅王朝。
And through his hand, he established a great kingdom。
但係以色列人咧離棄神，以致到咧佢哋經歷被俘虜同埋亡國。
But because of the rebellion to God, they were exiled, and the whole kingdom collapsed。
直等到咧耶穌基督降生嘅時候，先扭轉曬成個嘅局面。
And it's waiting until when Jesus' arrival, and that's when the whole situation was reversed.
所以耶稣基督呢是犹太人王者的后代。
So from this we know that Jesus is the successor of kings of the Jews.
他要来到呢要展开一个全新的局面，一个新的世代。
He's come to start a new chapter, a completely new era.
他要救神的子民离开罪恶。
He's to come to bring his people, to save his people out of sin.
王者降临。
The king has come.
2017年对于我们世界来讲是一个不是那么好的年份可能。
2017 to us is perhaps a beginning of not a very good era.
特别近这几个月我们澳洲关于同性婚姻合法化的问题。
Especially the past few months we have the issue of legalization of same-sex marriage in Australia.
前幾日咧，即係當我咧要預備咧，幫我哋粵語堂嘅弟兄姊妹咧，即係將要結婚咧，要去預備一啲文件嘅時候，我就發現一啲嘅嘢。
So a few months ago, a couple of weeks ago, when I was preparing to help a few of the Cantonese couples prepare for marriage, going through some documents, I discovered something.
有啲舊嘅文件咧已經唔用啦，轉咗新嘅文件啦。
Some of the old documents have already been revised.
突然之間咧，嗰種感覺咧，俾我咧，啊，原來咧嗰個同性婚姻嗰個挑戰咧，唔係好遠啊，係好近，已經殺到埋身啦。
And all of a sudden, I realized the issue of this challenge is right at our doorstep. It's now in our lives.
對我哋家庭、對我哋教會、對整個社會咧，有好大嘅衝擊。
It really has a massive impact to all our families and to the church.
雖然呢個世界好似咧距離神嘅真理好似越嚟越遠啊。
It might be that this world is, it does seem like it's drifting away from God's truth more and more.
我哋一直都有為呢件事情去祈禱。
And we've been continuing to pray for this issue.
你相唔相信雖然而家個局面係咁樣，但耶穌基督能夠扭轉呢個嘅局面？
Do you believe that even though the situation is like this right now, when Jesus comes, he can reverse it?
你信唔信咧？我哋嘅主耶穌基督呢個王者，佢係掌權嘅。
Do you believe that Jesus Christ really is the one in control?
佢係嗰個將要嚟咧嘅君王。
He's the coming military king.
佢一定會保護我哋，保護我哋嘅仔女，保護我哋呢個世界到底。
He'll definitely protect us, protect our children, and protect this world to the last.
因為王者降臨就係要將我哋從罪惡入邊拯救出嚟。
Because the king has come to save us from sin。
喺將臨期入邊，我哋記住我哋嘅王者耶穌基督係要嚟拯救我哋。
During this time of Advent, remember that our King, our Savior, has come to save us。
無論世界點樣變，耶穌基督永遠都唔改變。
No matter how our world will change, Christ does not change。
佢就係掌權嗰個王者。
And he is the sovereign King。
Amen。
Amen。
第二點我哋想講咧就係道成肉身。
The second point we want to talk about is the incarnation.
23節我哋一齊讀廣東話。
Let's read into verse 23 together in Chinese.
說必有童女懷孕生子，人要稱他的名為以馬內利。以馬內利翻出來就是神與我同在。
And then in English 23, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son.And then we'll call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
必有童女懷孕生子，人要稱他的名為以馬內利。
So the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel.
未婚懷孕我就聽得好多啦。
Getting pregnant before marriage, we hear this a lot.
未行房即係未曾性交就懷孕嘅，聽過未啊？
Have you heard of someone getting pregnant before having sex?
有啊，其實而家係嘛？人工受孕咯。
Actually, yeah, maybe IVF or in vitro fertilization.
但係弟兄姊妹，你留意咧，聖經入邊呢度講話瑪利亞咧仍然都係處女。
But remember, notice, brothers and sisters, that here that it says that Mary was still a virgin.
佢未曾咧同男人咧行房過嘅。
And she has not had any sexual relations with a man before.
當時亦都冇人工受孕。
And at the time there was no IVF.
但係呢度強調嘅咧係聖靈感孕。
But the passage stresses that it's this conception by the Holy Spirit.
呢個係神蹟。
It's a miracle.
神嘅兒子降世係靠住聖靈嘅能力。
God's coming to the earth is by the power of the Spirit.
成為一個胎兒從人嘅肉體生出嚟。
To become a fetus and be born from a human body.
就係咁樣，佢就能夠有大衛嘅血統。
So that's how she has the blood of David.
同我哋喺埋一齊。
And to be with us.
喺約翰福音咧，一章十四節咁樣講，道成肉身住在我們中間。
In John 1:14 it says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
道成肉身。
He became flesh.
耶穌基督就係嗰個道成肉身嘅主。
Jesus is the Savior who came in flesh.
佢被稱為以馬內利，以馬內利就係神同我哋同在。
He was called Emmanuel, meaning God is with us.
以馬內利對當時嘅猶太人嚟講有啲咩意思呢？
But what did Emmanuel mean to the Jews at the time?
耶穌嘅嚟到咧，同當時嘅猶太人所諗嘅方式係好唔同嘅。
Jesus coming isn't actually what the Jews had expected.
以前啲猶太人咧，佢諗住咧，耶穌基督咧係一個好犀利、好 powerful、好勁嘅君王嚟噶嘛。
At the time, they thought the Messiah was going to be a very powerful king.
好有威嚴嘅，好風光嘅，好榮耀嘅。
Very powerful, majestic, very glorious.
但我哋睇下聖經入邊記載耶穌嘅出身係點㗎？
But when we read of the Bible, it records what Jesus' birth is really like.
冇萬人嚟朝拜㗎喎。
There's no tens of thousand people waiting for him.
亦都唔係大駕光臨咁樣嘅場面㗎。
It wasn't a very glorious entry.
佢只係好靜靜咁樣，喺一個唔著名嘅好細嘅城市百利行嗰度出生。
It was very silent, very soft, and in the little town of Bethlehem he was born.
點解嘅
？Why？
同埋我哋睇下耶穌出生之後，太平嘅日子都唔長噶。
And even after the birth of Jesus, the days of peace didn't last very long.
當東方幾位嘅博士嚟去探去揾到耶穌嘅時候
，When the visiting magi from the east came to worship Jesus.
其實亦帶嚟咧，當時嘅希律王咧下令追殺佢。
It actually caused the king Herod, the king at the time, to order a massacre.
甚至喺伯利恒城入邊，兩歲以內嘅小朋友都被殺。
And so every child under 2 years old in Bethlehem was killed.
你睇下耶穌嘅出世唔係好平安嘅。
You see, Jesus' childhood was not very peaceful.
所以喺當時，耶穌嘅生父約瑟就帶住佢哋一家咧，就逃亡走啦。
And so Jesus' father Joseph at the time took the family and escaped.
細細個已經經歷呢啲流亡嘅生活喎。
Even as a small child, Jesus already experienced being a refugee.
至少已經受苦。
He's already suffering at a young age.
同埋耶穌咧，唔係出身喺咧一個大富大貴嘅家庭。
He wasn't born into a very wealthy big family.
佢係同一般平民百姓住埋一齊，生活埋一齊。
He lived with the common people.
耶穌一生都經歷好多嘅苦難。
Throughout his life, Jesus suffered much things.
甚至佢被釘喺十字架上面死，完成人世間入邊嘅路程。
Even to the point of being nailed and dying on the cross, completing his journey on earth.
以馬內利，神同我哋同在，對我哋嚟講有咩意思呢
？So what does Emmanuel, God with us, mean to us?
特別今日我哋生活喺一個充滿住罪惡、苦難嘅世界入邊。
Especially as we're in a world full of evil and suffering.
以馬內利對我哋嚟講有咩嘅意思啊
？What does Emmanuel mean to us？
以馬內利唔係一幅好靚嘅圖畫嚟嘅。
Emmanuel doesn't look like a really or doesn't really paint a beautiful picture.
可能有時會帶嚟痛苦。
Sometimes it brings suffering.
但係痛苦入邊有安慰。
But in suffering there is comfort.
以馬內利嘅神咧，能夠叫我哋喺苦難入邊嘅人得到安慰。
Emmanuel, the God with us, can be with us and give us comfort in suffering.
因為神就喺苦難入邊同我哋喺埋一齊。
Because God is with us in that suffering.
耶穌同我哋一齊去經歷世間嘅苦難。
Jesus is with us as he experiences the world of dark powers.
耶穌基督喺地上面佢走過呢啲嘅日子。
And Jesus the Lord experienced all this in his earthly life.
佢先至明白我哋，先能夠拯救我哋到底。
And so that's how he knows, he understands us, and he can save us completely.
同時弟兄姊妹喺呢度，我哋諗一諗，原來耶穌基督係咁樣咁愛我哋嘅。
So brothers and sisters, have to think about that. At the same time, we can see how God really wants to be with us.
佢係嚟到呢個世界上面攬住我哋。
He has come to this world to embrace us.
但係我哋經歷人世間種種嘅挑戰。困難、喜怒哀樂
and to lead us through life's all ups and downs and all challenges.
當我諗起咧同人一齊去同受苦難嘅例子嘅時候，我諗起佢。
As I ponder an example of someone suffering with others, I thought of her.
佢好年輕嘅時候，佢就走到去印度好貧窮嘅地方加爾各塔。
Since her youth, she went to the poor in India, a place called Calcutta.
佢去到嗰啲咧好貧窮嘅人、好飢餓嘅人、孤單嘅人、被遺棄、麻風病嘅人嗰度當中。
She went to the midst and served the hungry, the lonely, the despised, the lepers, and the dying poor.
係啊，甚至嗰啲人咧將近死咧，佢都係咁樣咧，唔計回報咁樣去服侍佢哋，照顧佢哋行埋最後嘅一程。
And so yeah, that's right. So even to the people that were so poor, they were dying. She was with them and served them without measure and expecting return and helping to walk that last step of life.
你知道佢係邊個嘛?
Do you know who we're talking about?
佢係德蘭修女。
And that's Mother Teresa.
喺我小學六年班嘅時候咧，德蘭修女咧就嚟我間小學咧就種咗一棵樹。
When I was in year 6 in primary school, Mother Teresa came to my school and planted a tree.
我们都有份和她一起捕那些泥下去的。
And we were working with her together to plant that tree.
那棵树很快过了几年之后已经是一棵很大的树。
And after a few years, that tree grew quickly to be a massive tree.
正如德蘭修女,她来到这个世间上面,她去到贫穷受苦的人当中, 服侍他们。
And it really illustrates how she goes to the people and serves them.
她的生命感染了很多人,同样一起做这个mission,一起去和她一起接触这个使命,服侍很多的人,去到世界不同的地方。
And her life inspired many others' lives to really reach out to these people and go to these people to serve them.
德蘭修女这样说过,
And Mother Teresa said this,
耶稣基督在这个地上,他没有自己的身体,除了你的身体之外。
She said that Christ has no body now, but yours.
你的手就是他工作唯一的手。
Yours are the hands through which he blesses all the world.
你的脚就是耶稣基督在地上人间行走的唯一的脚。
Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good.
你的眼就是他怜悯这个世界,这个悲惨世界的唯一的眼。
Yours are the eyes through which he looks compassion on this world.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, we've been made in the image of God. And so may we be our Lord Jesus' hands, eyes, and feet on the earth. Let us serve together with our incarnate Lord.
一起去爱,和去到贫苦的人当中,有罪的人当中,
To work together and to serve the poor, to be among the poor, to dwell with them. To share with them the great news of the coming King that has come in flesh to save them.
今天在讲道结束的时候，我好想邀请弟兄姊妹同我哋一齐安静。
As we conclude today's sermon, I really want us to have a moment of meditation.
我唔知你哋试过未咧？喺崇拜入边，我哋试下安静5分钟。
I'm not sure if you've tried this before, but we're going to do this for 5 minutes.
让我们在这5分钟里面,
and during these 5 years, we really do calm down and be silent.
再一次去经历神就在这里,
to once again experience that God is here and God's presence is here.
开放我们的心,
and to open our hearts so that we can hear the Holy Spirit speak to you.